Log Talk Radio.
Oh, there you go.
This is Super Pie Show. He's a voice of people. How you know? Act like you know. With anything that feels like bigger could fight. Ernie has been getting that morning. Got it on my head. Hop to Hollywood. Gonna keep you on the know. With eyes wide.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Talk with Taj, man. I don't know how y'all feeling out there, but you know what? I'm a little tired today, a little fatigued, but we're still going to get it in. We're still going to have a ball on Talk with Taj, man. You can find me on Twitter at twitter.com/talkwithtaj. And my guest today, all right, I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about my guest today. Started doing production, his own production, at the age of 17. His very first beat, So Paranoid, featured on SoundClick. SoundClick.com reached at number 2 with 50,000 hits. Alright. And to give you a little more, $10,000 off selling beats. Started doing this at 17 years old. So that lets you know what type of caliber person that we're talking to today. And he also has been featured in XXL magazine. He's got a joint that I've been playing on the show recently before he actually got interviewed today. Over here, it's a banger, certified. I'm giving it the stamp approval on the show live. So welcome to the show, everybody. David E. Beats.
Hey, how are you? What's up?
What's up, man? Yeah. Hey, you got to wake up, man. I know you're tired. I'm tired, yeah. Too, man. We got to get it in, though.
Yeah, so what's good, man? What's new? What's new in the hood?
You know, everybody just working, and we all grinding. We all trying to go into the new year with a new focus, execute new game plans, and put away old ones that aren't working. So that's really the goal for the new year. How about yourself, man? What's going on with you?
I mean, you know, things is really kind of starting to take off. So it's just like I've just been doing good, you know. Things are really starting to move in the right direction, you know.
What's up? That's what's up. We're going to get right into your song. I want to go right into the music so people can get a feel of who David E. Beast is and where he's coming from with this Over Here track that is, I'm not going to lie, man, I've been playing it. I haven't played it because I haven't been on the air every day. However, I have been giving it its just due on air because this track is definitely what it is. And everybody who knows my show knows that when I play songs over and over again, that means I really like them, you know what I mean?
Oh,
and
wow.
I only do one song every show, and between your song and another guest that I had, I've been playing you guys' joints back to back. So we're going to get right into it on Talk with Taj. It's David E. Beats with Over Here. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
My mission staying fly, been my cockpit doing tricks with no permission. I be stunting over here, stunting over there. They asking me to stop, I tell them I don't care, cause I'm on it. Yep, yep, I'm on it. I do just about whatever, cause I want it. And homie, you can't stop, you just gonna rock, cause you know you need it. I be like the rock, ha. Steady spitting vicious lines, tripping when I mention my. Better timing in the order, Dr. Seuss ain't trying. I'm the greatest to ever do it on a song, but they won't recognize till I do it for too long. I just wanna say it all on the right track, but I can't hold y'all that long. Let me take it back, dog. New day, new celebrity, posting on my Twitter page like it's just whatever, be. And you know, hard is the new goat, drunk off the new boat. Guilty by association, playing with them dudes though. Son, who these? They said they heard of me, one verse to rip right through these. No way I'd ever lose to you, groupin'. It's no sweat, I'm just cool. Hey, I made it to my mission, staying fly. Been my cockpit doing tricks with no permission. I be stuntin' over here, stuntin' over there. They
asking me to stop, I tell them I don't care, cause I'm on it. Yep, yep, I'm on it. I do just about whatever, cause I want it. And homie, you can't stop, you just gonna rock, cause you know you need it. I be like the Rock, ha. Whole time in this business, they be saying I ain't with it. Guess it's all good, I'm gonna go make my own business and get on with it, and then y'all gonna get it. Forever, my whole style, you counterfeiting down to the photo shoot. Leather jackets, moto boots, rapping like you from the city when you really from the boom. I'm new, fam, you old news. From New York City, ask me how I got New York with me. It's easy, dog. I grind it out. Rap with me, line for line, you can tell I'm rhyming out. Picture me sounding lame, never happens. I'ma aim to be the best rapper to ever grace the game. Next challenger, with any hand I swing the Excalibur. From out the way I seen the next battler, and they all sound the same. What a shame, huh? Hey, I made it to my mission, staying fly, been my cockpit doing tricks with no permission. I be something over here, something over there. They asking me to stop, I tell them I don't care, cause I'm on it. Yep, yep, I'm on it. I do just about what, cause I want it, and homie, you can't stop, you just gonna rock, cause you know you need it, I'll be like the Rock, ha!
Welcome back to Talk with Taj, man. And that was Over Here, right here by David E. Beats. Man, that track.
Nice.
You know, let's talk about that song first. How'd you come up with the, what inspired that track? Because there's a lot of strong feelings in the lyrics, in the delivery, in your verses. That's a real message you're really trying to get across to the competition out there. It sounds like, am I right?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like that. The inspiration for the song came from an experience I had, you know, dealing with artists who weren't really serious and, you know, just essentially tired of dealing with people who were constantly taking me in a downward direction. So I just kind of basically said, you know what, F it, this is, I'm out, you know, I'm going to go do my own thing. You catch me over here, I'm going to be stunting, I'm going to be flying, I'm going to be doing everything I need to do to make it, because at the end of the day, hip-hop is my passion, and music is my passion, period, and I can't continue to hang around these negative individuals. So,
exactly.
That's basically what the song is about.
Now, your inspiration actually came from your mother. You're kind of like carrying on her dream as what she was a singer back in the 80s, correct?
Yes, pretty much. She was singing when she was, before she had me, and she decided to quit to take care of me. So that's how that happened. So essentially I ended up, you know, unwittingly, you know, kind of carrying on that musical legacy, you know?
Okay. So aside from that, what drives you every day to get in that booth, to get it done, to make sure that every lyric, every word, every guitar, you know, when you out there playing the instruments and you put that track together and to make it complete, what drives you every day to make sure that you are number one at the end of the day?
Just the general passion of wanting to not just be the best rapper, but just be the best person, period. You kind of have to want to be more than a rapper. You have to want to be like a father. I mean, I don't have any kids, but, you know, I will someday. And if I should have children, shouldn't they come up the best, you know, with everything they want, you know, things like that. You shouldn't, you know, have kids like that if you can't really, you know, provide for them in the best possible way. So it's just like going into the booth, being in VIP, networking, and, you know, all that stuff that looks very glamorous that I do is like a job, because at the end of the day, it's a passion of just wanting to be the best, period, you know, and wanting to, you know, be in a situation where my family and my family's family doesn't have to worry about, you know, when, you know, paycheck to paycheck, or worry about where their next meal is coming from, like how I grew up. So that's where it comes from.
Now, you got started doing production at 17, you know, very young age, getting started real young, and you've had some success. What instruments do you play, and what got you started what got you started to want to do production, and what instruments do you play?
What got me into production mainly was the fact that I just wanted my own style of beats to rap on, and I figured who would better make my kind of beats than me. And that I just learned how to sample first, because actually at the time when I was learning how to make beats, I didn't want to play an instrument. I was like, no, I want to have that real hip-hop sound. I want to sample and do all the crazy drums and stuff. And I picked up the piano a little bit later, because then, you know, when I started selling beats, you know, people were getting on me about sample clearances and stuff. So when I was going to college, before I dropped out, I took a music theory class. And I took a music theory class, learned how to play enough piano to make beats. And then about not that long later, I bought my first guitar. And from then on, you know, that was that. And I just really started focusing on the guitar more. I liked that instrument more. And, and that's just how it happened. I just started playing and really, you know, going for it.
Now, before we got on the show live, you was actually, you know, playing the guitar a little bit. Is there something that you want to give to us, like a freestyle, you know, with the guitar, something you want to give the listeners, you know, a little sample or something?
Well, with the guitar or rapping?
With the guitar, yeah. Well, let's hear a little something.
Let me see.
This is David E. Beats.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it.
All right.
Let me turn my music off.
You ready?
Right in the middle. And let me that's fine. Thank you. Yeah, and that was David E. Beast freestyling with the guitar, man. And that was live, right? That was live, right? I wanted to give you an opportunity to do that, to show the people that, you know, you do know, you know, what you're doing. You know, a lot of people say they do things and they can't really do it when it's live, man. But that was, that's what's up right there. That was live. David E. Beast going freestyle with the guitar. Do when you're performing and you have that guitar and you're going, you're doing a freestyle right there like you just did. What is the how does that feeling when the crowd's responding and going crazy? Just like, you know, when you see Michael Jackson, they used to do it for him on stage and people were just going bananas. What is that feeling like when they're responding to you in that way after you're going, after you're doing your thing with the guitar and you're playing the instrumental or the freestyle?
Usually the response is just people are kind of shocked that I'm actually playing a guitar after I finish rapping, and a lot of people don't really know how to process it. Like, they just kind of have like a really confused look on their face, like, what the hell did I just see, you know? But then afterwards, after maybe the second or third time of you seeing me do it, then they're like, oh wow, I get what you're doing, it's really hot, I like the concept, I like, you know, the fact that you can actually play, you know. And that's essentially all the, you know, the good comments I've been receiving is, wow, you're really nice with the guitar, you're actually very, very good. And, you know, it just comes from practice, you know. I just try to I practice like every day. I try to set aside like at least 3 to 4 hours a day just to practice and things like that. So, you know,
that's what's up. Now let's talk about the industry a little bit. We know you rap, we know you can do your own production, you play instruments, you know, you have all the talents that the industry is looking for in a complete package of an artist. Okay. What is your thoughts on the industry today, and what is David E. Beats going to do to bring back that passion and love of delivering a great product to the consumer?
At the end of the day, one thing I realized dealing with, you know, the labels and folks who work at the labels and networking and, you know, generally just being around, you know, a lot of key players in the game is that it's a business at the end of the day. And if you can't get signed, it's mainly because you don't understand the business. And that's essentially the way that I feel about it. And it's pretty much proven true. And I think nothing's really changed about the industry. They still have the same business model. They still have the same marketing. The same thing. The only thing that's changed is that nowadays artists have to do their own artist development. Like, maybe if this was 95 and I'm the way I am now, I would be signed in a heartbeat. But not today. I would have to do my own artist development. I would have to find out my own market. I have to find my own audience. I have to find my own image. I essentially have to come to them 100% ready with a product that's packaged, designed, and ready to go out the gate. They don't give you, you know, what they call artist development anymore. They don't work on your look. They don't do any of that anymore. So I think that's the only thing that's different. But at the end of the day, it is what it is, because, I mean, I think it's a better time for artists right now anyway. There's so many ways to make money, especially if you do your due diligence. You know, there's a lot of ways that you can make money from music. There's a lot of revenue streams and things like that. So the only thing you really need to do in this music industry, as well as any industry, is just plan and execute that plan. You know, make, you know, plan for every detail and just execute that plan, and you'll never fail, you know?
What's up? David E. Beats on Talk with Taj. You can find him on Twitter at twitter.com/DavidEBeats. You also can find him on the blog spot, davidebeatstv.blogspot.com. Also, davidebeats.com. All right, those are all the websites. You can definitely go and follow him, check him out, check out the things he's doing. Recently, a few months ago, back in August 27, you released a mixtape, In the Lab.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's talk about that a minute. Let's talk about the type of production you did on the mixtape. What's your initial goal and message you want to get out on the mixtape in the lab? And when the upcoming album, can we expect that?
In the lab was essentially a bunch of freestyles that I was doing randomly in the studio. That me and my PR looked at each other and was like, hey, these things are kind of cool. Let's just put it out. I freestyled over a lot of industry beats. The mixtape before that, David E. Beats Boulevard, was more my introduction, which was fully produced by me, produced, written, mixed, and everything by myself. And I did that project, you know, solely by myself. And me and Olivia, we kind of looked at each other and was like, this is a hot project. And we started to push it, and that's kind of what started the momentum that I have now. But in the lab was just purely a bunch of freestyles just to kind of get them off my hard drive. I had my homie DJ Boy Wonder put some nice little drops on it, like as drops from Drake, Rick Ross, you know, Air Lover, you know, things like that. It has a lot of celebrity drops on there, Swiss Beats, things like that, and just going over my freestyles, and that's it. You know, it's nothing, you know, amazing, but it's just a bunch of freestyles, you know. So my upcoming my upcoming album is called Exit, and that is a song that Over Here is on. And I'm also going to Chicago to shoot the next video for the next single that's coming off that album, called Maybe Tomorrow.
Okay, so you're shooting a video in Chi-Town now. You know, I know I got a part coming up in the video. Something. I know I'm an extra. Something. I know I got two things I know I got coming from David E. Beats. And that is a copy of this mixtape in the lab. And I know I got a part somewhere in this video.
Yeah, yeah.
In this video. I know I got one coming. We can talk about that.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll talk about it.
David E. Beats on Talking Tides, man. Y'all, this is the earlier part of the show where I played the new hot joint. Over here, we will play it again in a few minutes. Okay? So don't go nowhere. Stay right there. Stay locked in to Talking Tides. We've got a lot more questions that's coming up. Listen, or actually, if you have a question for David, you can call up to the station live right now at 347-326-9697. All right? Outside of the, let's talk about the new project, and it's called Exit. What made you give it that title?
Oh, you're talking to me? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, what was the question again?
I was asking about the new project, and you titled it Exit.
Yeah.
What inspired that title?
Oh, essentially what inspired that title was the fact that I felt like I was constantly running away from all my problems, because when I moved from D.C., I ran away. I felt like I was kind of just avoiding those problems, and I ended up facing the same issues in New York City. You know, essentially they were just on a bigger scale. Instead of dealing with, you know, Wale or Tabby Bonet in D.C., you know, trying to get beats placed on them, I just ran away to New York, and it had the same problem getting beats placed on Fabolous, Jadakiss, Styles P, so on and so forth, you know? And that basically just made me realize that trying to exit or trying to, you know, take the easy route everywhere will only lead you to the same problem. But on a bigger scale, you gotta, you know, face your problems and go head on with it, you know?
All right, that's what's up, man. I appreciate that. All right. So definitely, and when can we expect the new album? Are you going to be doing any type of touring for the new project? Are you coming through the Midwest, doing touring, or what are you doing show-wise for the new project when it's coming up?
I'm doing a lot of shows in New York City right now. Between New York, D.C., and Philly is mainly where I'm performing, and I have a busy show schedule up until January. My next show is tomorrow at my sponsor store, Platform NYC, clothing store in the Bronx. Then right after that, on the 23rd, I'm performing in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, Public Assembly. And then right after that, actually Monday, I have two shows. going to be performing at CUNY, City College University in Harlem. Then right after that, I have to go to Public Assembly in Brooklyn. Then the next day, I have White Rabbit in Soho. Then I have Club Sapphire another day. So I'm very, very busy. Sometime in December, I have DC. I have Club Live. Things like that. In Philly, I have Baton Rouge Lounge. So I'm really kind of, you know, booked up until, you know, the album comes out. And then we're currently, you know, working on doing some bigger shows in 2010. Can't talk about it because it's not confirmed yet. So, but if it does happen, I'll be doing some really, really, really big shows.
That's what's up. Here's David E. Beats with Over Here on Talk With Taj. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
No permission, I be stuntin' over here, stuntin' over there. They asking me to stop, I tell them I don't care, cause I'm on it. Yep, yep, I'm on it. I do just about whatever, cause I want it. And homie, you can't stop, you just gon' rock, cause you know you need it. I be like the rock, ha. Steady spittin' vicious lines, trippin' when I mention my rhyming better timing in the order, Dr. Seuss ain't trying. I'm the greatest to ever do it on a song, but they won't recognize till I do it for too long. I just wanna say it all on the right track, but I can't hold y'all that long, so let me take it back. Dog, new day, new celebrity, posting on my Twitter page like it's just whatever be. And you know, hard is the new goat, drunk off the new boat, pull your card, who knows, being fake out here, and it's no, guilty by association, playing with them dudes though. Son, who these? They said they heard of me, one verse will rip right through these. No way I'd ever lose to you, groupin'. It's no sweat, I'm just a cool. Hey, I made it to my mission, staying fly, been my cockpit doing tricks with no permission. I be stuntin' over here, stuntin' over there. They asking me to stop, I tell them I don't care, cause I'm on it. Yep, yep, I'm on it. I do just about whatever, cause I want it. And homie, you can't stop, you just gon' rock, cause you know you need it. I be like the rock, ha. Whole time in this business, they be saying I ain't with it. Guess it's all good, I'm gon' go make my own business and get on with it, and then y'all gon' get it. I been like forever, my whole style you counterfeit it down. Leather jackets, moto boots, rapping like you from the city when you really from the boom. I'm new fam, you old news. From New York City, ask me how I got New York with me. It's easy, dog. I grind it out. Rap with me line for line, you can tell I rhyme it out. Picture me down the lane, never happens. I'ma aim to be the best rapper to ever grace the game. So prepare for next challenges. Mission staying fly, been my cockpit doing tricks with no permission. I be stuntin' over here, stuntin' over there. They asking me to stop, I tell them I don't care, cause I'm on it. Yep, yep, I'm on it. I do just about whatever, cause I want it. And homie, you can't stop, you just gon' rock, cause you know you need it. I be like the rock.
Y'all know, when I want to hear something good, when I want to hear something inspirational, when I want something...
You're listening to the Michael Jordan of Radio, Todd's Live. Keep it locked on the Talk with Todd show.
Hey, what's happening with it? This your partner, Brimstone. AKA Big Brim. Bitch breaking in money just so you know who's talking. And you listen to Talk with Ty Show. If you not talking with Ty, then you ain't talking with nobody. Hey, keep it locked, my man.
Yo, what's big? You are officially rocking with the Blessed. It's your man, the world famous NIC, and you 100% live on the Talk with Ty Show.
Yeah, welcome back to Talk with Taj. My guest today, David E. Beats. Hey, sorry about that, me cutting the song off. I was having some little minor technical difficulties, and I wasn't sure if it was either the software I was using or if it was the song, so I had cut it off. Sorry about that, everybody, but definitely hear the entire song in the earlier part of the program, www.blogtalkradio.com/talkwithtaj, and check out the full joint over here by David E. Beats, all right? Y'all can also follow me on Twitter and hit the links if you're on Twitter right now, twitter.com/talkwithtaj. You'll check out and hit the link, and then you'll be able to listen to the joint right there as well. My bad, Dave.
No, that's fine. You know, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? You know, songs are long anyway. You know, I need to make it the 3 minutes and 30 seconds for radio anyway. So it's fine. You know, it's cool.
That's what's up. And if you guys missed part, early part of the show where he was actually freestyling him playing the guitar, you know, y'all can definitely check that out. Definitely go to go back early, to the early part of the program and check that out after the show is over. David, man, we talked about, you know, the In the Lab mixtape. We talked about the Exit album, okay? We also discussed how you feel about the industry, okay?
Mm-hmm.
From that standpoint now to where you're going, what did you think was the turning point for your career?
I would have to say the turning point was when my phone started ringing, I guess. I don't know. I mean, the turning point, I guess, was when I got the Hip Hop DX Next. And after that, things, a lot of doors started to open that were closed before. You know, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be another major event that's going to help me, you know, do more things. But just off of that alone, it was really able to, you know, a lot of things are really starting to happen, you know?
Yeah, and that's important because, honestly, man, when I look at the industry today, I look at it to a lot of artists that I have spoken with over the past 12 months, and there's a lot of guys like you, Donnie Goins.
Man, Donnie Goins is my dude.
No, Donnie's cool, though. Donnie,
yeah.
Like, I had a ball. I was meaning this in a good way when I was naming names. Donnie Goins is a beast, you know, and just like your stuff, you guys actually, you know, you hear, you take your time with the product and the material, and you take the music seriously, and I can't wait to the point in the industry where it goes back to where the product was better. People care more about the product and the material than they do making the money.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's when the situation in hip-hop will last a lot longer. Because I think, honestly, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, that the people are getting drained with the same old. There's nothing to break up what they're hearing. And so I'll be glad when artists like yourself, Donnie Goins, I was going to name a few off, but my mind went blank. My mind went blank. But you and Donnie Goins honestly stick out to me. Pleasure P sticks out to me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few of you guys really just bringing something different, and it makes it worth listening to.
Yeah, I agree. I think the industry, there's no, once again, usually the problem with the world, I feel, in general, is that there's no balance. You know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, having a business mind along with your art. It's just that sometimes the industry might be too artsy or it might be too businessy, and you kind of need a mix of both to be truly successful, you know?
Exactly. And I think it'll get there. I think it's just going to take some time. And I honestly forgot about a person, A&R out of Minnesota, Wisconsin. He he's definitely another person who sticks out to me. He's one of the, you know, underground and, I mean, you know, regional artists that's really getting ready to do some things. So I just want to tell you guys congratulations on your success and just continue to do what you do, because I'll be right here paying attention. I'm always paying attention to Donnie. I'm always paying attention to you. I know we've got a copy of that mixtape coming, and we've got to talk about this part in this video.
I mean, you know, I don't even know what part of Chicago I'm going to be in, man. You know, maybe Olivia will let you know. You know what I'm saying? She'll let you know where I'm going to be at and everything. So we could probably link up, probably do a cameo. It's like, it's going to be like a very high quality cameo video. What's it called? Concept video. Like, we're going to spend 4 days shooting it. So, it's like, it's really on some very epic proportions. So, maybe we could fit you in as, like, maybe a homeless person or a crackhead or something. I don't know. we'll see what we can do.
I mean, out of everything you could have came up with, that's the best you could have come up with.
Because we hitting up homeless shelters and stuff, so, you know, unless you want to play one of the homeless folks, you know, I don't know.
All right, let's go to the phone line, man. We got a caller. They got a question.
I have a caller.
If you're on live with Talking Taj, what's your question or comment for David E. Beaks?
Do you like Mudkip?
Huh?
Do you enjoy Mudkip?
Mudkip?
Yes, Mudkip. They're a Pokemon indigenous to muddy areas. You should like them, because otherwise you will be barrel rolled into oblivion.
4chan. I guess I like Mudkip. I don't want to get barrel rolled. So. Yeah, sure. I like Mudkip.
Let's get back to the show. Is there anything that you would like the fans to know, the listeners to know, about David E. Beaks, about your upcoming project, Exit, about who's going to be on the project, any shout-outs, anything that you want the fans to know in this part of the show about yourself?
That the album will be available on iTunes, Amazon, you know what I'm saying, Rhapsody, you know, everywhere. It's going to be out there. It's going to be everywhere. So you can buy it. You know, everyone can buy it. No, I'll hit you up with one for free, but you know, Taj, but everyone else has to buy it, especially Mr. I want to call up and ask about mud kits and shit, so.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. And see, you know, on this show, with the software we have, we only know when the caller wants to speak, but we can't screen them. So we don't, you know what I mean? And normally I wouldn't even take callers, but I wanted to see that was, you know, a fan that's really wanted to ask the questions, just give you a shout out. But my apologies for he don't have nothing better else to do.
Hey, I must not be famous enough yet. But that will change. It'll be, it's cool, you know. But I like to shout out Olivia, you know, manager and PR. It's really helping me make moves, and you know, that's my little team. Like to shout out my DJ Kamish. If you guys don't know who he is, then you must not watch TV. I mean, I don't watch TV either, but you know, y'all should know who DJ Kamish is. He's been on he's been on TV quite a few times, so you know, that's my man's right there. And other than that, that's about it. You know, I have a few other folks, but yeah, you know, shout outs to everybody. Cool with. Yeah.
That's what we want to thank everybody for listening to Talk with Taj. Like I said, if you missed the show, which I don't know why you did, but if you did, shame on you. But you can also go back and download it to your iPods. That's one thing everybody to know. These shows can be downloaded to your iPods. It can be downloaded to your MP3 player, to your desktop, to your laptop, what have you. So, go back to www.blogtalkradio.com/talkwithtaj and download the conversation with David E. Beaks. Download his new joint over here, a certified banger. Be looking for the new album coming up called Exit. Find him on Twitter at twitter.com/DavidEBeats. Go to davidebeats.com, which is a website, and just check out everything that he's doing. The brother's certified. He's been in Double X. He's not just another artist. You know, this artist has potential, so just check him out and show love to David E. Beats. And along with everybody else who is out here who's really trying to put in the industry what we always ask for every day, which is good music. All right, so thank y'all for doing that. We're going to close out the show. We're playing it one more time for the people. David, man, I appreciate you coming on through, man. Come back anytime. Come holler at me. We got the new joints. Send them to me, and I'll get them played on the air, man. We'll let everybody know. We'll let the world hear you.
Not a problem. Let's make it happen.
That's what's up, man. Take care. Appreciate it, man.
You too. Take care. Have a good one, man.
You too. And here's all David right. E. Beats one more time, everybody, but over here on Talk with Taj.
All right. Peace.
My mission staying fried, been my cockpit doing tricks with no permission. I be stunting over here, stunting over there. They asking me to stop, I tell them I don't care, cause I'm on it. Yep, yep, I'm on it. I do just about whatever, cause I want it. And homie, you can't stop, you just gonna rock, cause you know you need it. I be like the rock, ha. Steady spitting vicious lines, tripping when I mention my. Better timing in the order, Dr. Seuss ain't trying. I'm the greatest to ever do it on a song, but they won't recognize till I do it for too long. I just wanna say it all on the right track, but I can't hold y'all that long. Let me take it back, dog. New day, new celebrity, posting on my Twitter page like it's just whatever be. And you know, hard is the new goat, drunk off the new boat. And it's as you know, guilty by association, playing with them dudes though. Son, who these? They said they hurting me, one verse will rip my duties. No way I'd ever lose to you, goofing. It's no sweat, I'm just a cool. Hey, I made it to my mission, staying fried, been my cockpit doing tricks with no permission. I be starting over here, starting over there. They asking me to stop, I tell them I don't care, cause I'm on it. Yep, yep, I'm on it. I do just about whatever, cause I want it. And homie, you can't stop, you just gonna rock, cause you know you need it. I be like the rock, ha. Whole time in this business, they be saying I ain't with it. Guess it's all good, I'm gonna go make my own business and get on with it, and then y'all gonna get it. Forever, my whole style, you counterfeiting down to the photo shoot. Leather jackets, moto boots, rapping like you from the city when you really from the boom. I'm new, fam, you old news. From New York City, ask me how I got New York with me. It's easy, dog. I grind it out. Rap with me line for line, you can tell I'm rhyming out. Picture me sounding lame, never happens. I'm an aim to be the best rapper to ever break the game. My mission staying fried, been my cockpit doing tricks with no permission. I be starting over here, starting over there. They asking me to stop, I tell them I don't care, cause I'm on it. Yep, yep, I'm on it. I do just about whatever, cause I want it. And homie, you can't stop, you just gonna rock, cause you know you need it. I be like the rock.
my mission staying fried. Been my cockpit doing tricks with no permission. I be stunting over here, stunting over there. They asking me to stop, I tell them I don't care, cause I'm on it. Yep, yep, I'm on it. I do just about whatever cause I want it. And homie, you can't stop, you just gonna rock, cause you know you need it. I be like the rock, ha, hey. I made it to my mission staying fried. Been my cockpit doing tricks with no permission. I be stunting over here, stunting over there. They asking me to stop, I tell them I don't care, cause I'm on it. Yep, yep, I'm on it. I do just about whatever cause I want it. And homie, you can't stop, you just gonna rock, cause you know you need it. I be like the rock, ha.
Yeah, y'all know. When I want to hear something good, when I want to hear something inspirational, when I want something that's going to dig deep into my soul, I'm listening to the Talk with Todd show. You know what I'm saying? Get in tune with it. Don't be left out. All right? Serious. Peace.
I'm Cyrus Webb of Conversations Live and The Right Stuff, encouraging people to join our addiction and get hooked on books. You're listening to the Michael Jordan of radio, Todd's Live. Keep it locked on the Talk with Todd show.
Hey, 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 what's happening with it? This your partner, Brimstone, a.k.a. Big Brim. Bitch breaking in money just so you know who's talking. And you listen to Talk with Todd show. If you're not talking with Todd, then you ain't talking with nobody. Hey, keep it locked, my man.
Yo, what's big? You are officially rocking with the Blessed. It's your man, the world famous NIC, and you 100% live on the Talk with Todd show.
Hey, welcome back to Talk with Todd. And that was David E. Beats with Over Here. Hope everybody enjoyed the conversation between me and David E. Beats. You can, like I said, anybody who wants to listen to the show afterwards, after it's over, you can download this to your iPod, your MP3 player, desktop, and or laptop, okay? And you know, so you don't have to sit in front of the computer for an hour and listen to it. You can take it with you on the go. You can start it on the CD, put it in the car, take off with it. You know what I mean? You don't have to necessarily sit in front of the computer to listen to the show once it's aired, okay? Y'all can check me out, man. Hit me up. I did my random thought today, Todd's Random Thoughts, on Facebook, MySpace, and Twitter. Didn't really get no response back today, so we're not going to read off nobody's responses. All right, no one's going to read nobody's response today because nobody really came out today. But I kind of hit them hard with the random thought today, so I think I kind of scared everybody off. But if you want to check out what I read, go to facebook.com/Todd Longino, L-O-N-G-I-N-O, and you can read my random thought. You can post your response, your comment. If you comment, I'll read it tomorrow, because that's the best. I'll read it tomorrow. But right now, nobody's left a comment or a Todd's random thought. So I do it every day. I post on all the networking sites, also on the blog spot, toddsrandomthoughts.blogspot.com. All right, coming is the official Talk with Todd's website. All right, that's just going to be off the chain. We're already in the works, launching it in January. And also, don't forget to come to the official Go Get It Promotions launch party in Indianapolis, Indiana, January the 9th. That's on Saturday, 10 to 3, $5 all night, drink specials. All right, that's going to be at 235 South Meridian Street at Club Ice Ultra Lounge. All right, dress code will be enforced. Security will be enforced, but we're having the launch party to kick off Go Get It Promotions, Eclipse Nightlife. All right, I'm going to do Todd's Random Thoughts live, all right, video. So everything we do is going to be posted up on all the sites. We're going to take pictures. We're going to have a good time. All right, it's going to be on the ones and twos. It's going to be DJ Big Nasty. So come out and hang out with us at Ice Ultra Lounge, January the 9th. 10 to 3, $5 all night, ladies free until 11. I'm going to have a special guest. I'm not going to say who that is, but we've got a special guest coming for the launch party, for the official Go Get It Promotions launch party. All right. And for all the listeners, you can find me at twitter.com/talkwithtodge, facebook.com/Todge Longino, toddsrunningthoughts.blogspot.com, youtube.com/GoGetItTV. I'm posting, I got almost 100 videos on Go Get It TV on YouTube. go there, check them out, and put some of these interviews on there as well. So definitely that's another spot where you can check out the interview right there on Global TV, on YouTube. The music that you're hearing right now was produced and composed by Spud Too Tight. Spud Too Tight is a producer. He plays blue enough instruments. Okay, if you have any questions, comments, you want to buy tracks, you can hit Spud hit him up at spudtootight@gmail.com. All right, I want to thank everybody once again for listening to Papa Taj. I will be back on the air Monday. Okay, we just really had too much going on this week. All right, we're working on the new year. But we'll be on the air Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I know this is like not my scheduled time, but Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at Papa Taj. All right? Check it out, man. Like I said, thank you once again. And for everybody out there, you know how I always end the show. Take care of one another out there. Love each other out there. And love each other as you expect to be loved. Today, y'all have a safe weekend. Be careful out there. Don't drink too much. All right? Don't get too wasted. You know what I mean? Go home sober. Drink just enough. Don't drink and get sloppy drunk. Embarrass yourself and your friends and all that. So, y'all just be safe out there this weekend. And have a good one, man. I'm going to holler at y'all Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Talking Tides. God bless you.